Raising billions in federal grants, loans, and assistance programs. Buyout offers for about 2 million federal workers still on the table, though. Some are exempt, including those who work for the post office, immigration, and in national security. The Federal Reserve wrapping up its January meeting and is expected to keep interest rates steady. This is ABC News. A fright on a South Korean runway after a passenger plane suddenly caught fire recently. ABC's Ian Pannell.
The blaze stretching across the Airbus operated by South Korean carrier Air Busan. Security footage showing smoke rising, fire crews desperately trying to douse the flames. 169 passengers and 7 crew evacuated just as smoke starts to fill the cabin. Officials believe the fire began in the tail. Miraculously, only 3 people suffering minor injuries.
Yes, but it comes a month after a passenger plane crashed in South Korea as well, killing 179 people. Interest rates likely to stay right where they are for a while. The Federal Reserve's Open Market Committee wrapping up its first two-day meeting of the year today, widely expected to leave interest rates alone. The Fed is still trying to get inflation down to the 2% target level. Lego is about to have some competition. Mattel is launching its own building set called Mattel Brick Shop. The first one is expected out this spring. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin Needs to Know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Sunday, February 2nd at South Fork Bar and Grill in Lugerville, they invite you to join them for a fundraising breakfast featuring great food such as South Fork's made-from-scratch pancakes, fabulous French toast, fresh cinnamon rolls, savory sausage, eggs, and hash browns, raffles, and more as they kick off the 2025 season. All proceeds will go directly to Team SEAL to help offset the expenses and keep the sport affordable for all. And interested athletes and families are welcome to stop in for breakfast, talk to the coaches, and check out the program. Everyone is welcome, and it's only $10 per plate, with kids 5 and under eating free. Any questions? Call Mark at 715-820-3707. Once again, this is happening Sunday, February 2nd, from 8 a.m. to noon at South Fork Bar and Grill in Lugerville. Mental health and suicide prevention was a major focus of Wednesday's State of the State address. Lisa Hale has more.
Governor Tony Evers named 2025 the Year of the Kid in his address. He highlighted many initiatives aimed at improving the lives of children not just in school, but during the 80% of the time that they're not in school as well. He said in his upcoming biennial budget proposal, he'll ask for $300 million to provide mental health services in schools statewide.
Let's start treating our state's mental health crisis with the urgency it requires. Yes, for everyone of every age, but especially for our kids. The state of our kids' mental health continues to be concerning for me as governor and also as a grandfather. A kid in crisis may be distracted or disengaged, may not be able to focus on their studies if they are able to get to school at all.
The $300 million would also fund expanded mental health training and peer-to-peer suicide prevention programs.
In his last biennial budget, the governor asked for a similar amount for mental health support, but the legislature only approved $30 million. For more news, visit 98qcountry.com and civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Joseph Ole Weinzottel, age 86, apprentice, passed away on Thursday, January 23rd, at Aspirus Regency House in Phillips. Visitation will be held this Saturday, February 1st, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Home Chapel in Phillips, with a memorial service at 1 p.m. The Heindel Nimsgern Funeral and Cremation Services are assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Joseph Ole Weinzottel, age 86, apprentice.
Eileen Ann Gottwald, age 91, passed away on January 19th after a short illness. Eileen is survived by her 5 children: Paul of Eau Claire, Mark of Duluth, Michael of Gordon, Wisconsin, Joanne Flood of Marathon, and by Jennifer Sherlock of Mount Horeb. Also survived by 11 grandchildren, by 25 great-grandchildren, and by numerous nieces and nephews. Memorial service to be held on Thursday, February 6th, 11 a.m. at St. Agnes Catholic Church in Weston. Visitation will start at 9:30 a.m. and lunch will follow the Mass. This has been the funeral notice for Eileen Ann Gottwald, age 91. Daniel James Buhager, age 73, of Butternut, passed away, surrounded by his family, on Tuesday, January 21st, at UW-Madison Hospital. He is survived by his four children, Robert Lee Buhager, Christy Lee Sherman, Josie Lee Johnson, and Jody Lee Buhager. Further survived by 13 grandchildren, by 13 great-grandchildren, by one sister-in-law, and his canine companion, Buddy. Survived also by his former wife and mother of his children, Becky Peterson. And further survived by many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Memorial service to be held at the Immaculate Conception Catholic Church in Butternut on Saturday, February 8th at 11 a.m. Deacon Robert Schenebeck will officiate. Military honors under the auspices of the Butternut American Legion will follow. A visitation will be held at the church on Saturday from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Daniel James Buhager, age 73, of Butternut. Elmer F. Johnson, 90, peacefully ascended to his Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, in heaven on Saturday, January 25th, at Park Manor Nursing Home in Park Falls. Elmer is survived by his son, David, by his grandchildren, and by his great-grandchildren, along with numerous nieces and nephews. A memorial service will be held on Saturday, February 8th, at 11 a.m. at St. John's Lutheran Church in Phillips. Pastor Dean Arbs will officiate. Visitation will take place an hour prior to the service at the church. This has been the funeral notice for Elmer F. Johnson, age 90. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
The Bucks lose in Portland. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Portland Trailblazers have a losing record, 27-29, and yet they beat the Bucks by a final score of 125-117. Were there some bad play calls by the referees on duty? Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
Yeah, I don't know if that was... I thought they got what they wanted all game, honestly. Drove the ball the entire game, beat us off the dribble the entire game. Had a ton of dare shots early on, which gets guys going. They make a couple, then they feel good. I never thought we established any kind of defensive presence throughout the game. I thought our offense was awful. I really did. I don't care if we were scoring. We didn't have the beautiful ball movement, next pass, hitting the open guy the entire night. We just didn't. The ball stuck all night, played a lot of iso ball. And we're good enough on certain nights to get away with that.
So the Bucks head to Texas next to take on the Spurs Friday night in San Antonio with sports on Mike Clemens.
On the local scene, you heard it last night, Phillips edging Shawamigan in boys' hoops 63-58. Other action had Cumberland topping the Ashland boys 52-39. Mellon continues to roll. They beat Washburn last night 54-32. LCO topped the Butternut boys last night. It was Clayton winning over Winter 81-55. Lakeland, they topped Hayward 68-67. A thriller last night for the T-Bird boys. Meanwhile, Prentice boys shootout. They beat Abbotsford 81-78. It was Rib Lake boys topping Athens 71-49. And the Onalaska boys, they beat Medford 60-37. A little more of a limited schedule on the girls' side, but we had Cameron topping Ashland 79-22. Meanwhile, the other action had the Clayton girls beating Winter 55-30. Northwestern a winner over Hayward 44-32. And the Phillips girls get a non-conference win over Tomahawk last night 63-38. In hockey, Lakeland and Kingsford, Michigan hockey boys played to a 2-2 tie. Sports brought to you by Wolf Farms.
Did you know that you could be eating pork raised right here in the Northwoods? Bacon, chops, sausage, and even ribs born and raised just over the hill from your backyard. I'm talking about Wolf Farms in Shanna Golden. They're raising pigs the American family way. No unnecessary chemicals, just sweat, elbow grease, and love for the work. Add it all together, and you've got the best meat raised in the state. They're taking orders now on all of the above, plus whole or half hogs with local delivery. How do you spell perfect pork? W-U-L-F-F-A-R-M-S. Find Wolf Farms on Facebook or call them 715-663-1243.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly sunny skies today, a bit breezy with highs in the upper 20s. Mostly cloudy skies tonight with lows in the upper teens. Plenty of sunshine on Thursday and much warmer with highs in the lower 40s. Still breezy with wind gusts up to 20 miles per hour. It's 20 degrees at our studios.
98Q Country. Look, I can be wasteful. Like, if something gets to the bottom, I will throw it away. Ketchup. If ketchup gets like that much left, I'm like, blah. She will put the old ketchup with the new ketchup. That way your ketchup's always gross. Toothpaste. I will use it to what I think the average person uses it to. I don't think I should feel muscles trying to get it out. I'm not gonna have an iron on top of it. But she'll do it more. So I know when I'm done with it, I give it to the hobo I married. She cuts it, gets it all out. I married an old man from the Depression is who I married. She would have thrived during the Depression. I don't think she would have known there was a Depression.
All right.
98Q Country.
I can't love you more.
At 98.3 FM and on the free Civic Media app.
Phone rings, baby cries, TV diet guru lies. Good morning, honey. Go to work, make up, try to keep the balance up between love and money. She used to tie her hair.
She's got her God airplane window. It's always sunny up above the clouds. She's got a mouth full of innuendo, but she makes a sound innocent somehow. Those hungry eyes can't be denied. Take me to church, show me the light. Straight masterpiece, way out of my league. Yeah, but I'm gonna hold her like a trophy tonight. She's decorating my car, so she'll be breaking my heart. Just two wild horses to be all mine. I'll be your beast of burden on borrowed time. She's gonna rip off any kind of label. She's into leaving those strings untied. Keeping it tax free under the table. She might only be mine tonight. That's alright, that's okay. She's gonna be one hell of a one that got away. That's alright, might hurt, but hey, she's gonna be one hell of a one that got away. I got a tiger by the tail. I'll just smile when she sinks her teeth in. She'll leave a scar in her story to tell. She's decorating my car. Soon she'll be breaking my heart. Just two wild horses to be all mine. I'll be your beast of burden on borrowed time. She's gonna rip off any kind of label. She's into leaving those strings untied. Keeping it tax-free under the table. She might only be mine tonight. That's alright, that's okay. She's gonna be one hell of a one that got away. That's alright, might hurt, but hey, she's gonna be one hell of a one that got away. In that moment, she's decorating my car. Soon she'll be breaking my heart. Just two wild horses to be all mine. I'll be a beast of burden on borrowed time. She's gonna rip off any kind of label. She's into leaving those strings untied. Keeping it tax free under the table. She might only be mine tonight. That's alright. That's okay, she's gonna be one hell of a one that got away. That's alright, might hurt, but hey, she's gonna be one hell of a one that got away.
Becky was a beauty from South Alabama. Her daddy had a heart like a 9-pound hammer. Think he even did a little time in the slammer. What was I thinking? Snuck out one night and met me by the front gate. Her daddy came out a-waving that 12-gauge. We tore out the drive, he peppered my tailgate. What was I thinking? Oh, I knew there'd be hell to pay. But that crossed my mind a little too late. Cause I was thinking about a little white tank top sitting right there in the middle by me. I was thinking about a long kiss, man. Just gotta get going with a night might be. But what was I thinking? What was I thinking? By the county line, the cops were nipping on kicked it in four wheels, shut off the lights and tore through a cornfield. What was I thinking? Out the other side, she was hollering faster. Took a dirt road, had the radio blasting, hit the honky-tonk for a little close dancing. What was I thinking? Oh, I knew there'd be hell to pay, but that crossed my mind a little too late. 'Cause I was thinking about a little white tank top sitting right there in the middle by me. I was thinking about a long kiss, man, just gotta get going where the night might be. I know what I was feeling, but what was I thinking? A born-to-kill tattoo tried to cut in, I knocked out his front tooth. We ran outside, hood sliding like Bo Duke. What was I thinking? I finally got her home at a half past two. Later, daddy's in a lawn chair sitting on the driveway. Put it in park as he started my way. What was I thinking? Oh, what was I thinking? Oh, what was I thinking? Gave a come and get me grin, and like a bullet we were gone again. 'Cause I was thinking about a little white tank top sitting right there in the middle by me. I was thinking about a long kiss, man, just gotta get going where the night might lead. I know what I was feeling, yeah, I know what I was feeling. What was I thinking?
Stars are gonna light up a midnight sky. The sun's gonna burn on the 4th of July. Tides are gonna turn with the pull of the moon. And I'm gonna love you.
Birds will fly south when the winter comes. Snow's gonna fall and rivers gonna run. April's gonna rain and flowers gonna bloom. And I'm gonna love you.
So good that it almost hurts. Steady and true as a Bible verse. My heart skips just thinking of you. Go on and bet it all. Baby, we can't lose. Earth's gonna shake every now and then. Some runaway roads are gonna dead end. And on those days when the world feels cruel, I'm gonna go. Time's gonna put a few lines on our face.
We can cover it up, but hair's gonna gray.
Life's gonna fly and be gone too soon. And
and I'm gonna love you. Baby, I'm gonna love you.
Pretty good new song there, Cody Johnson and Carrie Underwood with I'm Gonna Love You at 98Q Country. 26 after 7, Joel here. Hope you are well. We're doing good. A little bit under the weather yesterday, but we're fine today. We've got, that whole thing, the bug and stuff's going around. Talk to anybody at the school, the whole bug's going around. So I just kind of, I laid low yesterday as kind of a precautionary measure, and it paid off because I'm doing good today. Thanks for Gray for filling in. We've got a busy reality radio this morning. We're going to be talking about the SEAL shooting team. They've got a fundraiser coming up. John Carlson will join us a little after 9. Courtney from the Chamber scheduled to stop in. Kelly Meredith has some news for the folks in the Butternut and surrounding area. Some big developments going on there. Well, she'll join us at about 8:45. I think Mark from Bigfoot Barbecue Sauce is going to stop on by, too. Might get a Shawamigan Sports Update with Darren Patterson. We'll see if we can squeeze into his schedule here this morning and get some information on that. A lot of new head football coaches taking over their NFL teams. What were there, 4, 5, 6? I think the New Orleans Saints are the only ones that haven't filled their spot. Talks are that Mike McCarthy might jump into that one. Did you know from all indications that Mike McCarthy said no to the Cowboys? That the Cowboys wanted Mike McCarthy back, but Mike McCarthy decided it was time to move on. Which is interesting because everybody thought it was the other way around. And then Jerry Jones there's news cycles that are famous for people releasing information at certain times of the week, knowing that it's in a news cycle that'll just get trampled on and nobody will notice. The Cowboys named their new head coach, and it was done like on a Friday afternoon, and everybody's just kind of like, And then the press conferences of the new coaches are always interesting, and Jerry Jones always has an interesting press conference with the Cowboys. He basically, in so many words, with the new head coach sitting right next to him, he basically said, we'll see how it goes. He's not, he doesn't have much experience, but we'll throw him in there and see how he does. It's kind of what he said. The coach sitting right there just like, okay, I guess I get the job. And then the new coach of the Jets, who was the Lions, offensive coordinator or defensive coordinator, I guess he was. Sometimes these coaches, I think they are surprised to get the jobs, and then they get thrown into these press conferences, and they, let's make everybody feel like our team is on the right track now because of you. And the Jets, this Johnson guy stepped into a press conference, and he was rah-rah, and instead of saying... usually when people say, this is going to be fun, buckle up, we're gonna go get them. He said, instead of buckle up, he said, fasten your seatbelts, which when your team is named the Jets and the guy running the plane says, fasten your seatbelts, that usually, means you're in for some pretty tough turbulence. Hopefully not a crash, but when the new head coach of the Jets, instead of saying, buckle up, we're going to go get him, he says, fasten your seatbelts. He's like, ugh. And it was done in a very passionate speech, and there were others, too, that got thrown in there. And we can never tell. We can giggle. We can laugh at the press conferences. But remember when Man Campbell for the Lions came out and he was head coach? He was biting off kneecaps. He was rah-rahing, and people are just like, yeah, whatever. You're the same old Lions, whatever. And now the Lions are one of the best teams in the NFL. So you don't know. We can giggle at it. Giggle at ourselves, I guess. Giggle at them. But a lot of new coaches taking over. And one more to go, it looks like, for the New Orleans Saints. I came across a piece of information that had me literally, I stopped and my jaw opened up and I was just like, what? Did you know? Ladies and gentlemen, here's amazing, interesting, fascinating fact from only the morning show guy. Did you know that the Grand Canyon is bigger than the state of Rhode Island? Did you know that? Yeah, I don't know. No. Wrong sound effects. I didn't know that. There he If you're ever on Jeopardy or anything like that, you'll now know. The Grand Canyon's bigger than the state of Rhode Island. I've been to the Grand Canyon. It was kind of a cold day, so we didn't do the whole thing. It was cold and windy. But I don't remember, I guess. Maybe I didn't look close enough is what I'm saying. I don't think I looked close enough. Because when I saw that fact, I was just like, well, I saw a hole down that way down there, and it was windy and cold, and then I just kind of moved on. Also, we learned something over the weekend during the, was it the late game? Was it the Kansas City game? Whatever game it was, when the opposing team kept getting penalties when the ball was right at like the one-inch line. I did not realize, and I know you didn't realize it either, that the referee has the right to award a touchdown to a team. If the ball, for instance, the ball's at the one-yard line, and then there's a penalty, and it's the half-yard line, and then there's another penalty, and it's half the distance of the goal, and eventually you get to the point where you can't move the ball. The nose of the ball is just, you know, literally like a half an inch from the goal line. But the defense is intentionally, according to the refs, intentionally committing penalties and jumping off sides, that the official can step in and automatically award a touchdown to the offensive team. I wasn't aware that you could score a touchdown without crossing the goal line. Amazing. You learn something every day. You didn't know that. Don't tell me you did. Phillips Cafe, what a tradition. 44 years strong for Don Miller and the whole crew there at Phillips Cafe. They'll cater your event this summer. Maybe a graduation coming up. Just, you're stressing out about the food and all that stuff. Well, Don and the folks, they can cater that for you if you want to. They'll cater any event, or just go on into the Phillips Cafe. That Friday fish with the salad bar is wonderful, and always a great value every day at the Phillips Cafe. If you haven't been there in a while, what are you waiting for? Right on Highway 13 there in Phillips. Well, the big news cycle, of course, is the fast rate at which President Trump is signing executive orders. They're just flying off his desk, just a one after the other. Zing, yada zing, yada zing. I think I was looking real closely as they were flying off his desk, and I thought I saw one of the presidential executive orders was that the Vikings actually won a championship at some point. I think, can we get a real one on that? Thank you very much. I saw Vikings and Super Bowl, and I'm just like, oh, whoa, let me see that one. So President Trump is, he basically halted all the, a lot of stuff yesterday. And the explanation from the Republicans was is that he's just pausing everything and they want to evaluate and then move forward. And now they've, it's unclear what would have been paused, but this, a judge stepped in and just said, whoa, let's go ahead and evaluate this, but let's let it continue. And President Trump drew the attention that he was looking for in trying to cut government waste. That was the purpose of it. And by the way, there's a lot of federal workers that are being laid off for whatever reason. And President Trump said they're going to offer these workers 8 months of pay if they resign, some of the workers. I don't know about you, but, and it'll be played out in the next few months. I didn't realize that a president has the power to do all this stuff. Just do it. Just do it, and that's what it is. It feels like, it doesn't feel like a democracy. Now, I'm not saying that as one way or the other. I think you and I are both surprised. Whether or not a lot of these executive orders that are signed, sometimes are not worth the paper that they're written on. But President Trump is drawing attention to what he wants to draw attention to, and some of it is, you know, starting to move forward. Others will be challenged in court. As there is an adjustment in the way that government is run in this country with President Trump, whether you like it or you don't like it at all, it's happening. And there'll be a battle over the next 4 years. He's only been in office for a week, right? Is it a week? Feels like longer. it's only been a week. A lot of executive orders flying across there. And again, I think there was a purple one there. I think I'm going to say President Trump has declared that the Minnesota Vikings actually did win a Super Bowl at some point along the line. Maybe not. Let's get to our twice an hour news and sports update.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Confirmation hearings beginning today for Health and Human Services Secretary nominee Robert F. Kennedy Jr. with a big no warning from one of Kennedy's well-known cousins.
Caroline Kennedy is accusing him of trying to profit off of vaccine information. But she says it's his personal qualities that pose even greater concern, calling him addicted to attention and power. If confirmed, Kennedy would lead an agency of 80,000 employees and a $1.7 trillion budget, dealing with everything from drug approvals to food recalls to responding to the next pandemic.
ABC's Rachel Scott on Capitol Hill. A federal judge temporarily blocking the Trump administration's order freezing billions in federal grants, loans, and assistance programs. Buyout offers for about 2 million federal workers still on the table, though. Some are exempt, including those who work for the post office, immigration, and in national security. The Federal Reserve wrapping up its January meeting and is expected to keep interest rates steady. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin needs to know. Tuesday, February 4th at the high school gym in Park Falls, there's going to be a youth night featuring Shawamigan versus Prentice. Boys and girls in grades 4YK through to 8th should attend this game, so we can celebrate our youth who will be future basketball players in our boys and girls high school basketball programs. After the conclusion of the varsity game, all youth will receive a poster of the boys' basketball team that they will get signed by each player. And all Shawamigan students in grades 4YK through to 8th get in free to the game. Once again, this is taking place Tuesday, February 4th, with a JV game at 5:45 p.m., and varsity at 7:15 p.m. at the high school gym here in Park Falls. Kenosha is getting some of that Microsoft money. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
The tech company is expanding its presence in southeastern Wisconsin with a new 240-acre land purchase in the city of Kenosha. It follows an ongoing $3.3 billion project in nearby Mount Pleasant. That's expected to create 2,000 direct jobs and 2,300 construction jobs this year. The Kenosha investment was announced in a joint statement from Governor Tony Evers and Kenosha Mayor David Bogdala today. The site is a location just off the interstate near 142.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
The Bucks lose in Portland. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Portland Trailblazers have a losing record, 27-29, and yet they beat the Bucks by a final score of 125-117. Were there some bad play calls by the referees on duty? Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
Yeah, I don't know if that was... I thought they got what they wanted all game, honestly. Drove the ball the entire game, beat us off the dribble the entire game. Had a ton of dare shots early on, which gets guys going. They make a couple, then they feel good. I never thought we established any kind of defensive presence throughout the game. I thought our offense was awful. I really did. I don't care if we were scoring. We didn't have the beautiful ball movement, next pass, hitting the open guy the entire night. We just didn't. The ball stuck all night. Played a lot of iso ball. And we're good enough on certain nights to get away with that.
So the Bucks head to Texas next to take on the Spurs Friday night in San Antonio with sports on Mike Clemens.
On the local scene, girls action, Phillips non-conference, they beat Tomahawk last night 63-38. It was Northwestern of Maple topping Hayward 44-32. You had the Clayton girls beating Winter last night 55-30, and Cumberland tops the Ashland girls 79-22. On the boys' side, Onalaska beats Medford 60-37. Rib Lake boys, they topped Athens 71-49. It was Apprentice boys, a shootout. Abbotsford is running gun this year, and Prentice beat them, though, 81-78, high-scoring affair. The Lakeland T-Birds topped Hayward, a good one. The T-Birds win at 68-67. The Clayton boys beat Winter 81-55. LCO topped the Butternut boys. It was Mellon topping Washburn 54-32 as the Mellon boys continue to roll on, trying to get a conference championship this year. The Cumberland boys, they topped Ashland 52-39. And it was the Phillips boys, you heard it right here last night. They edged Shawamigan. Good one last night at the Phillips Lager Gym. Phillips beat the Shawamigan boys last night 63-58.
Hey, 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 grab your partner and head to Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Open Mondays at 4 for Mexican night, closed Tuesdays and Wednesdays, but back Thursday with brisket and chicken bacon ranch wraps. Fridays mean fish fry with salad bar, Saturdays mean pork and dumplings, plus delicious prime rib at night. And Sundays, prime rib breakfast is served until 2 p.m. Don't miss daily deep-fried chicken specials, great for your palate and easy on your wallet, at Jack's Corner Bar on Cedar Street, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
Better begins with the way we live life together, the way we help each other, and the way we inspire and encourage one another. At Aspirus Health, better begins with our dedication to providing expert care that improves lives, establishing healthy families and healthy communities, yours and ours, for a lifetime. Life is a journey, and we're here for you. Better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Winter Sale and get 30% off paints and stains January 17th through the 27th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly sunny skies today, a bit breezy with highs in the upper 20s. Mostly cloudy skies tonight with lows in the upper teens. Plenty of sunshine on Thursday and much warmer with highs in the lower 40s. Still breezy with wind gusts up to 20 miles per hour. Right now, it's 19 degrees.
98Q Country.
The bluest skies don't seem so blue, and the stars seem to be a little dimmer too. Now that you're around, you put them all to shame. Let me break it down, 'cause what I'm trying to say is, no one gets me like you when you kiss me. Girl, you rock me harder than some downtown band. I thought I knew what love was, but I didn't have a clue. I never found anything that makes me feel like I do about out to work and get home late, but now I show up late and rush back home. My priorities are different. I can't leave you alone. No one gets me like you when you kiss me. Girl, you rock me harder than some downtown band. I thought I knew what love was, but I didn't have a clue. Never found anything that makes me feel like I do about you. Girl, if you ever get to guessing if I'm thinking about you, just remember that no one gets me like you when you kiss me. Girl, you rock me harder than some downtown band. I thought I knew what love was, but I didn't have a clue. I never found anything that makes me feel like I do about you. You. Oh, you.
Ready?
Are you ready for this?
Playing the greatest country in the world to the greatest listeners on the planet.
Thank you!
Thanks for listening.
98Q Country.
If I die young, bury me in satin, lay me down on a bed of roses, sink me in the river at dawn, send me away with the words of a love song. She buries her baby, the sharp knife of of a short life. Well, I've had just enough time. If I die young, bury me in satin, lay me down on a bed of roses, sink me in the river at dawn, send me away with the words of a love song, the sharp knife of a short life. Well, I've had just enough time, and I'll be wearing white when I come into your kingdom. I'm as green as the ring on my little cold finger. I've never known the loving of a man, but it sure felt nice when he was holding my hand. There's a boy here in town, says he'll love me forever. Who would have thought forever could be severed by the sharp knife of a short life? Thoughts, oh no, I'll sell them for a dollar. They're worth so much more after I'm a goner. And maybe then you'll hear the words I've been singing. Funny when you're dead how people start listening. If I
The band Perry and 98Q Country, not bad out there this morning. Yeah, well, temperatures probably won't see freezing. 25, they're saying, for the high today. 40s likely for tomorrow. More on that weather to come here. Reality Radio, we have some a lot of local things to talk about, too. We'll see if we can coerce any of our other crew to come in here and chat with us a little bit this morning about some local issues and some other stuff here. Today is the Chinese New Year, by the way. Chinese New Year today. It is known as the Year of the Snake. The Year of the Snake. Today's National Puzzle Day also. Do you like crossword puzzles? I've never been a crossword puzzle person. I've done a few crossword puzzles. I don't seek them out intentionally. If I happen to be at an airport or something and the paper was there, but now with phones, I don't do crossword puzzles. I probably should do it. I envy those who have the patience to do it. So congratulations to you if you are a puzzle person and that brings you joy. And by the way, the doomsday clock is now set at 89 seconds to midnight. The doomsday, it's set at 80. I don't know what that means. I'm not even sure what that means. 89 seconds to midnight. It's closer than it's ever been to midnight, apparently, according to the people who run the doomsday clock. So I'll file that information right in this file over here, right next to that blurry photo of Sasquatch and the aliens landing. I guess 89 doomsday. And my philosophy has always been when God wants to take us off this planet, he'll take us off this planet. And there's not really a whole lot we can do. And not a whole lot we can do about it. So we'll just we'll keep plugging along here. And I hope your Wednesday's a good one. You have my permission. You have the morning show guy's permission to do something a little special for yourself. Maybe you're having one of those days where you woke up this morning and you're like, oh, I can't wait till this day is over. Yeah, well, that's every, can't be every day. If that was your day today, I give you permission to run down to wherever it may be, maybe to Quick Trip or maybe to play, and get yourself a little something to get yourself through the day. Whatever that thing may be, it may be a little ice cream treat, it may be a Reese's peanut butter cup, it may be something more nutritional than that, Joel, sending everybody on a diabetic splurge here, but whatever it may be, give yourself a little something, maybe lunch, do something a little special for yourself. So it's always nice, it always helps when you have one of those days where you're like, oh boy, you know what I mean, the alarm clock goes off, you hit the snooze, you whack it, and the first thing in your brain goes, oh no. Oh no. This is the day. So get through it. Like the old country music song says, if you're going through hell, keep on going, right? Yeah, there'll be some better stuff on the other side. I hope your day's good. We're going to talk about some local stuff coming up on Reality Radio a little bit after 8 o'clock.
Keep warm this winter with help from Bader Sports Center. Starting with their large selection of lacrosse boots and continuing with Big Bill and Johnson Mills wool clothing. For your head, it's got to be a Stormy Cromer. Hats and merchandise in styles for the whole family. Whatever activity gets you out in the Wisconsin winter, Bader's has the apparel you need to keep warm and comfortable. Find Bader Sports Center on Facebook or online at BaderSportsCenter.com or next to Pick and Save on Highway 13 in Phillips. At Redmond Realty Group, local experts redefine real estate excellence. Collaborating closely with you, they craft tailored marketing campaigns that transcend expectations. Their strategic investments span local and out-of-state markets, leveraging both traditional and digital avenues. As the number one brokerage in the Northwoods, they can showcase your properties with professional photography, drone imagery, and groundbreaking 3D scans. Stay ahead with innovation. Choose Redmond Realty Group, where your unique needs drive their commitment to redefine the future of real estate. Elevate your property experience with Redmond Realty Group today.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away, so come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Locally owned, Glass to Go in Phillips, Wisconsin has 25 years of experience in auto, home, and residential glass. They sell and install custom glass shower doors. Visit them on Highway 13 for reliable expertise and exceptional service.
98Q Country.
I can tell that you're mad. And I ain't half surprised about that since the day that we met. It's always who cuts first and never who bleeds last. Rumors always turn into yelling and fighting. And once it's in your mind, only one way you'll drive. And I know, I know, I'ma take the high road. Maybe get gone, have a little too much of something terrible. And I'ma let you cool down. Yourself out and hit a new low. I'ma take the high road, take the high road, take the high road.
You don't wanna talk about it, boy, that's no surprise. You come home smelling like liquor like every other night. If I catch you with her, you gon' catch me with him. You think I don't hear about it, you better think again. You know that rumors always turning to yelling and fighting. And what's this in my mind?
Yeah.
To this.
Play in the new country first.
I'm Riley Green. Picked a damn good day to leave me. Sitting here, cooler full of keystones.
Sounds good to me.
This night don't turn into two. You look like I'm gonna wind up missing you.
Sweet.
98Q Country.
Where my mama sat on that old swing with her crochet. It was where granddaddy taught me how to cuss and how to pray. It was where we made our own ice cream, those sultry summer nights. Where the bulldog had her puppies and us brothers had our fights. There were many nights I'd sit right there and look out at the stars. Through the sound of a distant whippoorwill or the hum of a passing car. And it was where I first got up the nerve to steal me my first kiss. And it was where I learned to play guitar and pray I had the gift. If the world had a front porch like we did back then, we'd still have our problems, but we'd all be friends. Your next again wouldn't be gone with the wind. If the world had a front porch like we did back then. Purple holes and pintos, I've shelled more than my share. Lightning bugs and crickets danced in the evening air. Like a beacon, that old yellow bowl, it always led me home. Somehow mama always knew just when to leave it on. If the world had a front porch like we did back then, we'd still have our problems, but we'd all be friends. Treating your neighbor like he's your next of kin.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Trump administration offering a mass buyout to federal employees as it tries to restructure the federal government. A federal judge temporarily blocking the freeze on all spending for programs. ABC News Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce.
Trump's plan to halt potentially billions of dollars in federal assistance has been placed on hold. The broad directive sparked confusion even at bigger programs like Medicaid, which provides health insurance for 72 million low-income Americans. States reporting they couldn't access the Medicaid online portal, instead receiving a warning about possible payment delays due to executive orders regarding potentially unallowable grant payments.
A vote today expected on the confirmation of Attorney General nominee Pam Bondi. Confirmation hearings begin today for HHS Secretary nominee Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Death toll in India 17 when pilgrims stormed a riverbank where people had been sleeping. This is ABC News. A Temple University freshman has died after falling off a light pole and hitting his head in the middle of the celebrations after the Eagles' NFC Championship win. In the past, Philadelphia has greased light poles to keep people off of them. Under investigation now, a fighter jet crash in Alaska. The pilot of an F-35 jet had to eject just before it slammed into the ground. ABC News can